Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Eric Johansson. I'm one of the co-founders of LSAT Demon. Eric is a teacher with us at LSAT Demon. Adam's been studying with another prep company since July of last year. He is scoring in the 150s, and Adam wrote us the following email.
Yeah, Adam says, I'm currently registered for the April LSAT. However, my logic game score oscillates anywhere between minus 7 and minus 11. I don't feel I'm making any progress on the games, and I dislike doing them. That breaks my heart a little bit to hear that.
Yeah, they are fun.
I legitimately like doing them, but I know we're not all at that point. All right. Adam continues, in contrast with LR and RC, which I actually look forward to doing and find fun, I feel refocusing on the August LSAT may be a better option for me. I've also told friends and family that I'm now registered for April and feel an intense external pressure not to let them down by rescheduling to August. I already feel that I have let them down by not writing in January and deciding to apply to law school next cycle. At 33, soon to be 34, I am also feeling the pressure of my age to get this done. We hear that so often, whether it's 33 or 23 or 53, people feeling the pressure to go to law school now. It's just not helpful.
On the most recent episode of Thinking LSAT, we had a tip from a departing demon who said, don't tell your friends and family that you're studying for the LSAT for exactly this reason, that, you know, you're getting intense external pressure from them. But hey, by the way, you're 33. Who gives a shit what your friends and family think you should do? You're an adult. Like, I would tell them, sorry. Great. You're disappointed in me. Whatever. If they're not paying for you to go to law school, then they shouldn't have any, they should certainly not be pressuring you. And what about letting them down? How does it let them down for you to not take the LSAT? I mean, it seems to me pretty clear that you're not registered. You're not ready for the April test. And it doesn't sound like you're going to be ready for the April test because you've got this problem with games. It is possible that you could solve that problem between now and April, but I don't think you're going to, Adam, because you're very negative about the games. And that's just not like really a recipe for success. You got to be open to the possibility that like, oh yeah, I can see this clicking. And if it's not clicking for you, it's not clicking for you. But I wonder whether you've tried it the LSAT demon way.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I think if I remember correctly, Adam maybe recently joined the demon.
If that's the case, then maybe Adam is starting to see the light right now. And if you're starting to see the light right now and you can make it click on the logic games between now and April, which, you know, a month, 4 weeks, 6 weeks is not, it's not unheard of that people go from minus 7 or minus 11 to minus 0 in that time. So maybe I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. And I hope that he is now like studying the games in a different way, probably building worlds and starting to like get it. If that's the case, then maybe you would make it for April. And I understand that you think, you know, right now LR and RC is your best section, but it doesn't have to always be that way. It could be in 4 weeks, you might all of a sudden find that you're getting perfect on games every single time, in which case you're going to really wish that you took it in April. At the very least, I would say keep yourself registered for the April exam and then just withdraw on the day before the test if you feel like you're not ready. If your practice tests indicate you're not ready, if you're still sucking on the games, you're not ready, don't take it. But you can just withdraw. You won't get a refund, but it won't show up on your record. Doesn't count as one of your 5 attempts. It's as if you were never even registered other than the lightness of your wallet. Last paragraph.
The last problem is that I am on contract at work, and this contract is set to end at the end of March. I have no idea yet whether my contract will be renewed and have been job hunting under the assumption that I will be unemployed. This is an added pressure where I feel rescheduling to the August LSAT may be beneficial to me. So extra.
There's still going to be games. Oh, no, there's not games on the August LSAT. Sorry, there's games on the April LSAT and the June LSAT. Those are the last two chances. And you're saying,
feeling like with the job ending, he's going to be job hunting. There's going to be a lot of stressors around his professional life that might make it unrealistic to get in great study before the April test. That's what I'm assuming.
Seems like losing your job would make you have more time to study, not less time to study. Yeah. But I get it right now, yeah. You're job hunting. I think what he's saying is I don't want to study right now for the LSAT.
Yeah.
My response is, if you don't want to study right now for the LSAT, don't study right now for the LSAT. That's great. Like kick the can down the road as far as you can. And if you're already a Demon subscriber, then, you know, great. Welcome. I hope that we're helping, but I would probably cancel my subscription at the end of the month. Or it'll automatically expire if you just cancel it online. And then because you can always come back to us when you're ready to study. Adam is saying a lot of things here that indicate that he just doesn't feel ready, doesn't want to do it. Real, he's like looking for us to give him an out, and I will always give people an out, mm-hmm. because I just you should be really, really sure that this is the right thing for you, or just don't do it at all.
And also, you're going to be better at your LSAT study if you're excited to do it. I've had this conversation with a few students recently about trying to find ways to make sure that you're actually excited to study. For some people, that means just dropping it entirely until it's the right time in your life to study for the LSAT. For others, it's do less per day so that you're not burnt out by the next morning when it's time to study again. You're actually like, oh, I'm ready. I'm excited to do this. But if you're not showing up with some amount of enthusiasm to crack these puzzles,
yeah,
then you're not going to do as well.
Yeah. And he knows that the games are gone starting in August.
Yeah.
So he's wanting to kick the can down the road a few months, I guess, and take it in August instead. Sure. Yeah. I think that's fine.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Adam.
Thanks for writing in, Adam.
Email daily@lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.